We now have a sense of what the American Health Care Act could cost North Carolinians. The AHCA is the Republican plan to replace the ACA, otherwise known as Obamacare. And here to walk us through the potential costs of this new controversial plan is WFAE's Tom Bullock. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Marshall.
So this all has to do with money and a map.
And one of the key differences between Obamacare and the Republican replacement plan. Now, both are based on formulas, so you can extrapolate results. Currently, Obamacare gives subsidies to individuals or families that qualify in order to help pay their health insurance premiums. Now, the size of these subsidies depends on income, age, and the actual cost of coverage, which varies based on where someone lives. This can grow to more than $16,000 in Mecklenburg County, for instance. The Republican plan replaces that with a subsidy, specifically a refundable tax credit based simply on age. That ranges from $2,000 to $4,000 annually. So that's the money. Now here is where the map comes in. Using all this data, the Kaiser Family Foundation plotted out a map of every county in the country. They then set up filters for their digital map based on age and income. This lets us see their estimates of what the Republican plan would cost North Carolinians in 2020. Now, Marshall, it's important to note Kaiser's estimates are not the final word on this. Their calculations don't take into account a number of other factors that contribute to the size of Obamacare subsidies, and they don't take into account people who don't qualify for the GOP plan's refundable tax credit. But it does still allow us to look at how some of these numbers shake out.
Well, let's walk through those estimates starting here in Mecklenburg County.
Sure. The Kaiser Family Foundation's numbers, they estimate that here, like in other parts of the country, more affluent people fare better than poor people under the Republican plan. A 60-year-old in Mecklenburg County making $100,000 a year would get no subsidy under Obamacare, but they would get $1,500 tax credit towards health care under the replacement. If that same 60-year-old makes $75,000, they would do even better since they would qualify for the full $4,000 tax credit, and they would have received no subsidy under Obamacare. But as you go down the income ladder, the situation changes. Under Obamacare, if that same 60-year-old made $50,000 a year, roughly the median income in Mecklenburg County according to the census, they would receive $12,000 in subsidies. But under the GOP plan, they would get just $4,000 annually. So that's a drop of $8,000, or roughly 67%. That drop-off is most significant at the lowest incomes. Think of a retiree making $20,000 a year. They would see their subsidy drop by $12,000, or 75%. And Marshall, I'm focusing on 60-year-olds here in this scenario because older people use more health care.
So that's Mecklenburg. How about other counties?
Well, in rural counties, say Catawba, the cost of healthcare coverage is lower, but the situation is similar. A 60-year-old making $20,000 in Hickory would see their subsidy drop by 71%, according to Kaiser's calculations.
You've been talking about the older end of the spectrum. What about younger people?
Well, a 40-year-old making $50,000 in both Catawba and Mecklenburg counties would actually get a bit more in subsidies under the Republican plan, about $20 more in Mecklenburg and more than $1,000 more in Catawba. But if they make $30,000, which means they have less to spend on premiums overall, they would lose out on $1,500 to $2,600 a year to cover those health care costs.
Finally, Tom, the Obamacare replacement bill is facing a tough fight in the U.S. House. Where do our representatives stand on the bill?
Well,
what do they say?
Yeah, the party line is definitely holding on this one, Marshall. Republican Representative Richard Hudson, Robert Pittenger, and Patrick McHenry are all in favor of the plan. Democrat Alma Adams is against it. North Carolina's senators, Tom Tillis and Richard Burr, have yet to make firm statements on the Obamacare replacement plan, though both voted in favor of repealing Obamacare in the past.